This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want you to imagine that it's the Day of Judgment. Imagine it's time for the Hisab, accountability to begin. One-on-one, the time is here. And it's your turn. Your name is being called. How did you use your time in this world? Your name is being called. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to speak to you. You're standing alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no translators, no mediators, no barriers. And you can see, and all of mankind can see your deeds. And as you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're asked first and foremost about your prayer, as-salah. Why are we talking about as-salah when we're talking about time here? How much time in this world is spent on useless things, wasteful things, compared to how much time we pray? Now, yes, the obligatory prayers are just five. You're praying five prayers every day. Are you actually enjoying the five prayers? Are you putting in effort to realize that this is a prescription for your soul, a guarantee in the next life to be saved, to be protected? That the five prayers are checkpoints as well. They are also expiations, wiping away your sins between the prayers. The five prayers are an opportunity to reconnect to Allah. The five prayers are an opportunity to ask Allah. In sujood especially, the Prophet ﷺ tells us the closest a servant is to his Lord is in sujood, in prostration. So increase your dua. The time that you spend on your prayers every day, not just the five prayers, but the voluntary ones as well, the nawafil, should increase. The more you recognize the value of prayer and the value of time, they are intertwined because you were created to worship Allah. You were created to know Allah. And one of the greatest acts of worship is salah. And in fact, not just a salah on its time, as the Prophet ﷺ said, one of the most beloved deeds to Allah is praying on time, ensuring that you're taking care of your time and managing your time so that you're not missing the most valuable act of worship for which you were created. But increasing your nawafil, praying duha prayer if you've not prayed it before, make it a habit. Praying the rawatib, the sunnah prayers that are associated with the obligatory prayers, making sure that you're praying a full and deep and proper, enjoyable witr prayer. And during the prayer, you are concentrating, you are mindful. You're using your time in salah to actually enjoy that conversation you're having with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah asks you about your salah. The very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is about your prayer. If the prayer will be done well, meaning if it's judged well, you succeeded, you prospered, you did well, alhamdulillah, then everything after that goes well. You took care of your salah in this world, so you did well in the next life. If the prayer was not successful, meaning you slacked off, you neglected it, you skipped a prayer, you missed a prayer on its time, you repeatedly missed a prayer on its time, or you repeatedly missed Fajr prayer, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us and guide us. What happens as a result of the person who neglects and neglects and neglects? The person who skips their prayers, the person who abandons salah, the person who does not take care of their prayer, will find that it's going to lead to misery. It's going to lead to regret. And then everything after that will be more difficult for him or for her. We don't realize at times that when we talk about the value of time, yes, generally it's about everything, all of your day-to-day activities. But specifically, we want to give more attention to the prayer, the time that you spend in salah. How many people today, when they pray, they are rushing out of their prayers. When they pray alone, especially, they're rushing out of their salah. One of the signs of sincerity and wisdom is that your prayer in private is better than your prayer in front of other people in public. And if you can't do that, then at the very least, if your salah, your prayer in public is somewhat good in front of other people or with the jama'ah, then at the very least, make your salah in private equal to it, but try to do better. But don't make it worse. Don't let it be rushed. Don't let it be quick. Who are you rushing away from and why are you rushing out of prayer? You're rushing to finish your salah so that you can save time away from prayer and back to ad-dunya, or so that you can rush back to work, or you can rush back to family. Don't you realize that the blessings you're looking for in all these other things, you cannot attain if you're not taking care of the quality of your salah? The time that you spend in your prayer is precious time. You're in a conversation with your Lord, the one who created you, the one who created all these other blessings that he gave to you, the one who bestowed upon you countless blessings. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the blessings of Allah, Allah tells us you would not be able to count them. Isn't it grateful? Isn't it right for you to spend more time in prayer, to take your time with the recitation, to choose a lengthier surah rather than reciting وَالْعَصْرِ in every prayer, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَدٍ in every prayer, إِنَّ عَطَيْنَاكَ الْكَثْرِ in every prayer, Obviously, aside from those who just embrace Islam and that's the only thing that you know, but isn't it time for you to read lengthier surah that you know, to read a little more, to learn so you can recite longer? And if not that, then at least in your sujood. Don't rush your salah. I want you to reflect on a beautiful story that took place at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the companion Talha radiallahu anhu. He had a dream about two individuals, and he speaks about these two people. They became Muslim at the same time. It's a famous story. They became Muslim at the same time. And later on in their lives, one of them died as a shaheed, as a martyr. And the other friend, who became Muslim at the same time, outlived the first. He outlived him for approximately a year. And then he died. We don't know how, maybe natural causes, Allah knows best. Talha radiallahu anhu has a dream. He's standing in front of the gates of Jannah, and these two men are in front of him. The gates of Jannah open, and an angel comes out, and the angel is about to take one person into paradise first. From the three people who are there, who do you think was taken into Jannah first? You would assume, and I would assume, and Talha assumed that it would be the martyr, the shaheed. The shuhada have a high status mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah in so many places. But the angel came out and did not take the shaheed first. Rather, the angel took the man who died a year later. The one who died of maybe natural causes a year after the shaheed into Jannah and then came back up. And the angel took now the man who died as a martyr and took him into paradise. And then the angel came out and told Talha radiallahu anhu, it's not your time yet. I'm paraphrasing the hadith. Talha radiallahu anhu wakes up and he's amazed. What just happened? That man did not enter Jannah first, the shaheed? How is that possible? What did the second man do? How is that possible when the shuhada are in the highest levels of Jannah? And we say, مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. We say this when we recite the Quran. How is that possible? He's amazed and he starts to share his dream. And other companions hear about it. And it reaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, are you amazed? Why are you amazed? Don't you know that this man who died a year later, don't you know that this man prayed for that entire year? And that he fasted an extra Ramadan, meaning beyond his friend who died as a shaheed? Every prayer that you pray raises your ranks in the afterlife. There was a companion who was with the Prophet ﷺ trying to help him volunteer to serve him. And one time the Prophet ﷺ wanted to repay him back. How do I repay you? How do I pay you back? And he said, all I want, the only thing that I want, it's not material, it's not money, it's nothing else, is to be with you in Jannah. That's it. I want to be basically in the highest levels of Jannah with you. The Prophet ﷺ asked him, أَوَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ is there anything else that I can pay you with? Like, is that all? He's like, هُوَ ذَاكَ that's all that I want. The Prophet ﷺ then responded with an answer that benefits all of us until the end of times. He said, then help me to help you with your request by increasing your prostrations, your sujood. Meaning what? By praying more. More nawafil. Increase your qiyamul layl. Increase your rawatib. Increase salat al-duha. Increase your voluntary prayers way beyond the obligatory prayers. If you're aiming really high, that's one way to get there. Use your time in this world to really improve and maximize your moments in which you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will find barakah in the rest of your day and the rest of your activities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our time and efforts. Allahumma ameen.